Welcome back to the South Shore Boys Podcast. I am, as always, your huge-dicked, handsome-faced co-host, Logan O'Brien. Joined, as always, by my also big-dicked and handsome co-host, Dan Hall.
Welcome back.
And, you know, that little micro-penis retard in the corner. Tyler Swain. Tyler Swain.
All right.
Joined this week by one of our favorite guests in the world. We love him. You love him. Give it up for him. Should I say Johnny Salami or should I say John Psyche?
You just say my real name.
Which one's your real name?
Psyche.
Okay.
Come on, man.
John Psyche. I was just goofing.
I don't even know my fucking name.
Your favorite guest in the world.
I know, man.
You're trying to tell me your last name isn't Salami.
Fucking liar, dude.
Logan, welcome back from New
Logan's
York.
Logan's back from the Big Apple.
That's right. I hope somebody drops a nuke on that fucking city, dude. I hated it.
No good?
No. The comics there are fucking dickheads.
Oh, yeah?
So, John, you're a New York comic.
You got some banana bread on you.
Man, John's such a dickhead.
No, I didn't.
What do you mean they're
John.
Dickheads?
Kind of like...
Name them.
All right, so there's this one person. No, I don't know. I met some nice ones too, but like,
of course,
it's just
yeah.
very clicky, very like, is that like your act? Like, okay. In their eyes, and you're like, okay.
They didn't say that out to you, did they?
No, but okay. No, but I did two nights in a row where like, I was like, oh, it was mostly comics that were just at the show. No, like four audience members, and I could just see the fucking judgment in their eyes. One of the guys that was running the show brought me up very nice. Like, gave me, like, very nice bringing me up. And then...
Was it John?
No. And then bringing me up...
Tilson, not this one.
When he was bringing me up, he was, like, giving... He, like, kind of, like shit on my act.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He's like...
When that was Logan O'Brien.
He's like, wow, yeah, Stephen Hawking, Jeffrey Epstein. I can't believe, like, you guys didn't think that was, like, funny. Like,
oh, man.
Yes!
Fuck that guy.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yo.
It's like, there's four people here.
We're going to war with you and that guy.
You know what's funny? There was a black guy on the show with, like...
Black guy.
With a very funny hat and a very funny jacket, and... Sham comes in, he goes, oh shit, dude, that's Sherrod Small. Like, 20 minutes goes by, show starts, Sham and Dave leave, like, after the hosting set. The guy goes up, it's not Sherrod Small. It doesn't even look like Sherrod Small. And I texted Sham, I was like, dude, did you say, like, what's up to Sherrod Small? He's like, oh, no, why? And I was like, fuck, dude. I was really hoping you were like, Sherrod, what's up, dude? And he was like,
you go, Chappelle, what a drop in.
Now, Salami, what do you like more, New York or Boston?
I mean, fuck it. It's a tough question, dude. No, definitely, I like to hear more. I live near a park, dude, so I just walk over there, man, and just, like, let loose.
Yeah?
You know?
what is let loose like, look like for you?
Oh, man. I mean, it was right by the water, dude. You know, go for runs. I have a dog now, dude. That would have been sick if I could have brought him to the park, but...
I would
York,
love
man.
To see you at full speed, dude. I don't, like, I can't see you running
full
in my head
sprint,
at all.
Dude?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you'd be hard as a rock.
Do you run, yeah?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Still
I'm always
often,
running.
Yeah?
Word.
No, not in New York City, man.
Oh,
when I was here, I used to run a lot at night and stuff just to, like...
That's terrifying.
Yeah, my worst nightmare is I'm, like, walking through a park and then I see John Psyche running at me at, like, 70 miles per hour.
Hey. I used to go to the...
I'm picturing you with, like, your deadpan look just sprinting around the park at night.
You literally... I'm, like, thinking you're the guy from Get Out. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm adding to. Yeah.
A lot of positivity on this podcast.
Sorry, man. Dude, that's what we do, man. We bust balls.
I used to run at a track, dude.
Yeah.
Like I used to go to fucking Braintree, dude.
Braintree High?
Yeah.
That's my fucking high school, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I wouldn't have gone if I knew that.
I don't know.
It's been on the building.
It's out of respect because you think it's gay now.
Dude, New York is...
You live in a nice area. Not, I mean, like, it's
really
away from all the hustle and bustle, it seems.
Yeah, if I lived
the
in
Big
the
Big Apple.
If I lived in the city, dude, I'd fucking blow my tits off, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just see shit where you're like, holy fuck.
Also, just like not having, like, I was only there for the weekend that time, and trying to figure out the bus and the train.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to take a car everywhere I go.
If I saw a bus on the like
the route,
I was like, I guess it's Uber time. I guess I'm hopping in an Uber, dude.
So
I'm not getting
buses
on a bus.
Yeah, it's actually super easy compared to Boston. Boston, because New York City is like a grid system.
Yeah.
But Boston, like, you have to like fucking swim across the ocean and like, you know.
But there's so many trains in New York. Boston is like, you do the red line and then you do whatever other.
Boston's like, you can either take the red line or you're fucked. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man. You just see, it's hard to explain. Like, dude, you'll just see shit and just be like, I can't even like wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
Like, you think you're mentally prepared for it. And then you see it and you're like, fuck, man. Like, dude, I live in like a decent area, but the people are still like mentally handicapped. So it's like,
the minute I got off the bus, there was just a guy, not the the train. There was a guy, shirtless, shadow boxing the wall, singing in the Rolling Stones. I was
that's
like,
sick.
That's New York, that's baby.
That was salami. Yeah.
Did you tell us your train story on the way there? You had a little.
You took the train?
Oh my
New York?
God,
you hit
dude,
a little bump
in
the road. Yeah.
Yeah.
I teased it on the last episode. I said, Logan will tell us a story when he's back.
I forgot, dude. Yeah. That was like literally the beginning. So much happened. Yeah. Like that became like not a thought in my mind. I was taking a shit on the train.
And what? On the subway?
Like, no, like the Amtrak to New York.
I thought you were having like a, you know, like a manic episode or something.
No. And also, this is even worse because I was in the quiet car. Like, that's what they call it. Like, there's no lights on. You're not allowed to.
Did
like,
you request that or?
I walked in and just like sat. Like, you can, anybody can sit there, but no, we were the first people on the train. So I didn't know. I sat down and then they were like,
just, for like
just
special,
so everyone knows, this
kids.
Is the quiet car. They were like, probably. But they were like, oh, once I tell you the story. But they were like, you know, no, you can't be on your cell phone. You can't be playing music out loud. Like you can't be on your cell phone, like on speakerphone.
Library rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to go shit. I'm shitting. The door is like one of those ones where like you just push the tab to the right to lock it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say right
now.
Put the
banana bread down.
I'm gonna say right now, flimsy system.
Did it say vacant, non-vacant when you did the tab switch?
On the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't,
wow. Didn't work, did it?
No, nobody opened. So I'm shitting. The door swings open. And I'm like, oh my God. I like leap up off the toilet to go run and close the door. As I get like two steps to the door and the train hits the brakes and just now full dick out, head first into the wall. I'm just like, fuck. But like, I don't make a squeak when it happens, dude, because I'm like, the door has to close. I fucking struggle to my feet. Close the door, lock it. Thank God nobody saw my little tiny fucking penis. And then I went back and finished shitting. And I'll tell you what, the train bathroom, it's like an airplane bathroom. So there's no water in there. And when you see like a hangover shit just like in a dry toilet, you're like, that was in me? I did that?
Yeah.
Where does it go? They just drop it on the track? What the fuck?
That's a great question, dude. Yeah, there's a homeless guy.
I
love
how you got up so quickly, too. Like, I thought someone was trying to open the door.
The reaction time?
Is that what you thought initially?
No, dude. It felt like it swung open? It literally felt like an Evil Dead movie. Like, the door was like, and I was like, whoa! in here? Fuck!
Yeah. It's like every man's fear, dude.
Yeah.
There's not a more vulnerable, like, position in...
Yeah. At least no one saw, dude. I did a show. It was, like, in an office suite, probably, like, the size of this apartment. Okay. It might have been maybe bigger, but... I showed up and I was like,
you
like
shitting on my apartment, dude.
You're saying it's
how
no
many,
office.
How many
suite,
square
man,
feet is this, dude? No, like it was like a very intimate setting, dude. And I like showed up and I like didn't know what to expect. And there were just hot chicks everywhere, dude. Like the hottest chicks I've ever seen in my life. And I show up, you know, just looking like me, dude, just ready to go. And I'm like, dude, I gotta shit so bad.
Like, classic cue.
I shit, yeah, dude. I shit before every show, and I need like a private setting.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah. I know you were going through it at the Dot Tavern.
Oh, dude. So they had, dude. They had two bathrooms there next to each other, And I went in and I was like, dude, you gotta shit. And then I was like, you know what, dude, I can't because the room's like right there.
Yeah.
Like if I shit, like I'm gonna ruin the fucking show. Dude, so I'm taking a piss and the door just flings open and it's just the hottest chick I've ever seen just looking directly into my nuts. And I locked the door too. Like the door was locked, but
did you have a key?
She's like, let me see those fucking nuts, John. You see that fucking cock, big boy? No, dude, the door, like you could lock it, but it would still open. You know what I mean? So that blew my fucking mind. I was like, dude, if I was taking,
if you were shitting,
dude, I swear to God, the door was locked and it still opened. No, there was no sign, nothing.
No sign of like broken lock.
Did you guys like? Yeah.
Dude, all I could think was like, bro, if I was taking a shit, oh my God. She saw that, and then I had to go up on stage. Because, like, dude, if I'm taking a shit, I'm not standing up, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go on stage, you're like, you the bitch is walking in, I'm taking a shit. What's that all about?
So I would have to be like, hey, can you close that?
Just like, hey, you had to say that?
No, I would have if I took a shit. I would have been like, well, hey, can you close that?
Was she immediately like, oh my God, so sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, New York bathrooms, very small.
Oh, yeah.
I took a shit at the stand. That's a very compact little place.
Yeah, their urinals are like, you can see the dude's cock next to you.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, I'm jerking off when I'm like,
showing off. You took a shit at the stand?
Yeah.
Should have called it the sit, I guess.
Oh boy,
man, he's back.
What else happened? You told me last night you had something to tell us.
Anything
wacky?
Did you see anything wacky on the street?
No, like multiple. Like it was a fucking weird time. But me and the person I was staying with for the first half of the trip, I'll leave their name out in case they don't want me saying this. We partook in some party favors. Two nights in a row.
Cock.
We were sucking each other.
Yeah.
Each other's cocks.
Yeah.
And then he didn't get up until like 6 one day because he was like so wrecked.
P.M.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whoa.
And I got up.
New
like,
York.
Damn, dude. They say he never sleeps.
I got up at like 1. Showered. Went to the store. Got myself some breakfast. A couple Gatorades. Bought John a Gatorade. I was like...
Whatever. You didn't say his last name. It's fine. Yeah.
Papa. Went back to his place. A couple hours go by. I'm sitting on the couch. I fucking rip ass, dude.
I don't know.
Just like puddle of mud.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my underwear was
she
like,
he fucking hates me.
I go to the bathroom. Throughout the underwear.
Wait, were you sitting on his couch? Is that what you said?
But it stayed in the underwear. It didn't like seep through even the jeans. So
yeah,
good.
What a fucking trip you're having.
Yeah, a lot of shit stuff going on.
Yeah, what's going on?
So I throw the underwear away.
Just shit.
Clean myself up. Put on a fresh pair. John wakes up at 6. Goes in the toilet. And he goes to like take a piss, and I just hear, is that underwear in my trash? He's like, my bad, dude. I farted, but it wasn't a fart. And he's like, and you just threw it on top of the trash?
Yeah, that is nuts. At least bury it or take the trash out.
Yeah, dude, if you told these jokes in New York City, they'd be like, this guy's a legend.
They wouldn't make fun of your act at all.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think of them as jokes because they're just like my
real
truths.
Life.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did the other comics do jokes about? I'm like mad for you.
My brain like shut off. Like the minute like they
I would have
like
wanted
me,
to tackle
like,
the guy.
Nobody even watches each other's set in New York City. It's very
yeah. That's also weird to me. I guess the host maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
the show
have,
I did.
I mean, they have to, you know. But like everyone else is just playing with their nuts outside.
Yeah.
Some people show up like at like their time. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
oh, I had
exactly.
to go bullet at the stand because every other comic is like, sorry, I'm running a little bit late.
Yeah.
I was like. I guess I should have ran a little bit late.
Yeah, it sucks, man. But it's also like, I don't know, man. After like a year, you kind of just adapt to it. It's like anything else, I guess.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not healthy, though. You know?
The kid that brought me up at the stand brought me up as Joe O'Brien.
Wow, so far off.
I was like, all right. I was like, I'm Bullet.
Yeah.
He brought me up as Joe. And like, you know, he was actually a nice guy, but he didn't have like a very good set. So I was like, what chance do I have?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could just be Joe.
I mean, I didn't like correct him. Yeah, I just like went into my set. Yeah, it's the last name's more important to what I was about to do.
No, I did that at the stand, dude. It was like sold out, and they were like, "Yeah, this other dude just showed up. Make sure you bring him up." And they like told me his name briefly, and I completely forgot. So I like finished my set, and I was like, "Give it up, fing, fing, fing." Everyone was like, "All right, what the fuck?"
Was he Asian?
I think so. Yeah.
Fing, ding, bing,
ping, ching, bing.
Just making a bunch of Asian noises to bring up an Asian guy.
This guy's a rising star here in New York City. He's one of my favorite guys to watch. I fucking love this guy. He's so fucking funny. Give it up for Ching Bing.
I just take out like 3 spoons and fucking hum them together.
Give it up for this Asian.
Yeah.
I love when they do, when someone does that whole intro and then forgets the person's name. It's very funny. Like, I love this person. They're so funny. You're going to love them. Everybody, what is it again? What's the name?
Like, a lot of the times they're like vamping.
Yeah.
The more adjectives they get in, you're like, this guy has no idea what my name is.
Yeah. But like you said, man, who was saying that about like blowing up New York City? Was that you?
Yeah, I would like to blow up New York City.
I think about that a lot, dude. I'm like, dude. Yeah, I was like, dude, if there was an airstrike right now, like, I wouldn't feel anything.
You're kind of out there, though. You might not
get it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but once you see the people there, you're like, ah, fuck them, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be willing to go down with the ship just to take out New York. Very brave of you.
Oh, yeah.
You should be a suicide bomber. It seems like right up your alley.
I mean, if things don't work out, man.
You and
everyone
Al-Qaeda
has a passion for
you and Al-Qaeda just like, hey.
Yeah. Like, just like, what's going on? I heard they're pretty chill, man. Say, what's going on, boys?
What up, boys?
What's good? What's good? What's good, my brothers?
Is the Taliban still around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, in Afghanistan?
That's
running
the reason why I have a friend.
They're like running Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah,
like they have monkey bars and shit.
Yeah, it seems like people just like stay wherever they live.
It's so, dude, I was like, every time I go to New York, I'm like, oh, yeah, John's in Queens, and then I'll go to, like, Brooklyn, no problem. Right. And then I look at the map, I'm like, it's like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, it's not like hour. Alston to Quincy.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's one of those things, man, like, you can't even, like, put it into words, you know? Like, people are always like, oh, dude, like, what's it like? And I'm just like, dude, I fucking don't know. Like, dude, I remember, like, one of the first weeks I moved, I was, like, walking to the gym. And it's like a half a mile down the road, and I was like greeting people. I was like, "Hey, good morning." And people were like, "Dude, are you fucking insane?"
Yes, that's weird because you also lived in Boston, where if you did that, people would be like, "Shut the fuck up, fag."
Well, I only live here in Rhode Island, dude. Like, if I'm taking my dog for a walk, people are gonna be like, "How old is he?"
Yeah.
You know, like
at least
like
the
that.
Head nod. Yeah. I give head nods to everybody, and I don't get them back. I'm fucking pissed.
Dan, it's like five white guys in a row dancing. So black guys like,
black people don't like it though. I've heard.
I've gone on my way people, to.
You don't like a head nod.
Yeah,
I've gone on my way to head nod at black people to prove that I'm not racist.
Yeah,
yeah, and it has the inverse effect. Yeah.
Like I think that guy just called me the N word in his head.
Howdy.
No, have you ever seen? There's like a ton of like black videos of like black people being like, anytime you walk by a white guy on a trail, and it's always them making fun of him, being like, "Good morning, blah blah blah." They hate it, dude.
Dude, New York slams Boston for being racist, and Boston is for sure racist, like a silent racist.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like a Celtics game types of race. But dude, New York City is fucking dude. That's the first time I actually ever saw like racism take place, dude, at a Costco.
Oh,
what happened?
It was like some black dude put his carriage in the middle of the aisle, and some Asian dude like moved it out of the way, and the black dude was like, "Well, are you touching my shit, dude?" And he was like, "Fuck you," and then he dropped the N-bomb in an Asian accent, dude. Dude, I was buying eggs. I was like, "All right, I'm going to watch this."
Put the eggs down.
Buying 68 eggs.
These people are crazy.
You were like, dinner and a movie. Wow.
I have 12 dozen eggs in my hands.
The big city's crazy. Yeah.
Like, I've never heard the N-word with an L in it.
Yeah. And this black dude was like, oh, you're trying to throw hands early in the morning? And I was like, what the fuck?
To the Asian guy?
Yeah, to the Asian guy.
He like, checks his watch. He's like, a little early to be fucking around.
Dude, the Asian guy, no joke. He goes, fuck you and your people. I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, the Asian guy just was not fucking around. I was like, holy shit, man.
Dude, that's like a big rivalry. Yeah. Asian black people, like, they pretend there's not like problems there, but there's big problems there.
Dude, Asians, in Costco, they practically own the place, man. It's crazy, dude.
Dude, I got the bus.
Where did our country go, man?
I got the bus home from Chinatown, and I was like, this Asian person in front of me just stops walking, like, dead, like, mid-stride. There's, like, 100 of us all walking in the same direction just because, like, they get a phone call. And then every other Asian person is now, like, walking by me like this. I'm dragging that suitcase. I'm like, it's because they're like, dude, I'm fucking going to pop.
Their culture is so compact.
It's because there's so many of them over there.
Is that why they just stop in the middle of, like,
traffic? Yeah, like, they don't care. They'll just stop and, like, take a shit on the sidewalk.
I've always wondered what.
I didn't see that. I did see.
About dogs, man.
No, they shit on the sidwalk over there.
Asians?
Really?
Yes, in China.
In Asia.
Oh. Yes.
Dude, I heard in Asia they brush their teeth, like, with their own shit.
Yeah. I heard that too, John.
I think I saw it on, like, a bumper sticker or something.
On Sham's car.
It's on a billboard.
Tokyo's nuts.
It's like a 6-car pileup.
Did you see any crime while you were over there?
Or
just what you did to the bathrooms.
I did see one homeless guy on the train, like, got off, and then he, like, hopped down on the tracks and, like, went across and, like, hopped back up on the other side.
Did he touch the third rail? He would have died.
Yeah, so I guess he didn't.
He's
having a hard time from where I was, like,
would have been a very different story.
Did you see any rats?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a rat that was, I mean, whatever the car did to it, it was, like,
poor kid.
It was disgusting, yeah.
Wait, you saw a big rat, like?
Yeah, but it was, like, I mean, it was smushed. A mess. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was a mess.
Yeah. No, but one night me and Candace went to the bar, and,
who the fuck is Candace?
she's my friend. I was, staying with her for half the trip.
She's a photographer out in New York. If you need headshots.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
She charged a hefty price, or no?
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
Well, but it's well worth it.
They are very good pictures. Yeah.
She'd be like, John, smile. She'd be like,
I am smiling. but we went to the bar. This guy sits next to, it's like me, Candace. This guy sits next to her. He starts, like, he introduces himself to us. He's like talking to both of us.
I don't like that.
But then he starts talking to just her. Like, now that I was like, all right. I'm like,
what do you think's going through this guy's head, huh?
I don't know. But so then Candace's like, I have to go to the bathroom. She goes to the bathroom. This guy, like, immediately stands up, like, right as she leaves, and, like, also goes to the bathroom. And I was like, something, like, feels weird here. So I got up, and I went to the
Superman
bathroom.
Outfit. You can find a phone booth.
No, and I, like, stood, like at the, it was, like, here, like, the couch was the, like, bathroom distance-wise. And I just was, like, staring, and the guy was outside the bathrooms, and he clocked me, and he was like, like, looking around, like, oh, what am I doing? And then Candace
what was I doing? Shit, yeah.
Candace comes out of the bathroom, and then he just, like, comes, like, he does not go to the bathroom. And I'm like, dude, I fucking knew, like, something weird was going on. Yeah. He starts talking to her again, and, like, at some point she turns to me, and she's like, we, like, have to get the fuck out of here. Like, this is weird.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
And I'm like, fucking, yeah, I thought so. So I order an Uber. And then when it's, like, 1 minute away, I'm like, all right, let's go. And then I grabbed the security guard as we were, like, walking out. I was like, hey, man, that guy is being, like, weird. If he tries to follow us out, like, will you please stop him? Like, we're hopping in an Uber. I just don't want.
Nice.
And he was like, yeah, man, I got you. But it was,
you,
like,
should have pulled your pants down.
I think, you want some of this? I think he was going
to. You think he was going
to? He was going to fuck one of us, I think.
He was trying to fuck both of you?
What did this guy
look? I think just her. But
what did this guy look like? Was he a creepy man, or was he, like, a well-put-together creep?
Yeah, no, it was, like, a guy where you were, like, if I found out you were homeless, like, I would
I would believe that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
So right off the bat. I was picturing at first like a well-dressed man that has bad intentions.
Did he hop in a cab behind you and say, follow that Uber?
Follow those two girls.
I was trying to paint a picture, maybe. Dude. I was just thinking about like Steven Seagal and shit.
I was. That's all I could think about was Steven Seagal, dude.
He looked like Steven Seagal.
I was like, I'm under siege right now, brother.
Damn, dude. Yeah, there's not really. I haven't really seen that many rats, man.
That sucks. That would be rats,
dude. I'm waiting to see like Master Splinter come out of the sewer, dude.
That'd be
fucking sick,
dude.
Like a human-sized rat, dude, just steps out of a sewer cap,
gets smushed by a bus.
I think we will live to see that day.
Oh yeah, for sure.
A human-sized.
Well, you think
rat?
We'll live to see it?
They just keep getting like way bigger.
Maybe in like 100 years, dude.
Ooh, I just started playing Fallout. You guys ever play that?
Yeah. Which one?
The fourth one in Boston.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Human-sized rats. Pretty fucked up.
Fallout, isn't that a video game?
Yeah.
Shit. They got rats. I thought that was like an orgy or something.
They're making a show.
Play orgies.
Yeah, I want to see it. That's good.
Just like a rat orgy.
Oh, I heard the sausage guy on Lansdowne last night. Did you walk by the sausage guy, John?
What do you mean you heard him?
I heard it. He goes, the society is all about their feelings.
Oh.
It was great.
Oh, he camps outside of Fenway?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
It's like the only fucking truths in life of fucking.
Yeah.
Sausages and people's fucking feelings.
$15 sausages. They're so expensive.
Yeah.
I've never got one once. And then there's that old lady who works with them and goes, are you hungry? And I go, no, ma'am. Thank you.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, if I stop at that truck, I'm getting a steak and cheese, not a sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want the sausage. That whole area has gone to fucking shit. Fenway sucks right now.
Oh, it's like ripped apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking I feel like boy. Everything's ripped apart, dude.
Yeah.
You got to think,
that's life,
the infrastructure's only been around for like 100 years. So like, well, I think about this a lot.
It's like 200.
200 years. So like,
got to be like, isn't
they got to update shit or everything's going to explode.
Yeah, well, that's why, I mean, Boston,
you know what I mean?
Boston, people like,
explode,
it's,
yeah, like,
dude,
collapse,
it's all gas under there.
You think so? Oh, dude, that'd be sick, a bit of big
if everything
explosion.
Just started exploding, we'd be fucked.
No, that's not gonna
so
just light a cigarette and flick it down there, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like everybody like complains about Boston. Like it's like, oh my god, it's so awful to drive in there. I'm like, yeah, it was designed. It was the first fucking city in
everything
America.
Is
like,
ports. Really? Yeah. It all started as ports.
But all the streets were designed for like fucking horse and buggies. And
yeah.
Then they like transitioned.
And then
into
at like
streets,
Beacon
but.
Hill, they just stop and built a completely different thing. And those all the hills and shit, all the nice houses on Beacon Hill are like a completely separate roadway. That's why all the shit over there is all fucked up. I watched a whole video about this. It was sick.
Can you send me the video?
Yeah, I will.
It sounds pretty cool.
Dude,
pretty
they sick. Have a sick video about the the fucking subways in New York City, like the underground people.
Yeah.
People like literally live down there, dude.
Ooh.
It's crazy. You can
rat
see some,
people.
Yeah.
I like that. I used to have fantasies of living in, under a bridge.
No, what?
Yeah, you know, growing up, you never had those. No,
no. I always thought I always wanted to run away.
I had we had like a river like by my parents' house. You probably know it, like the river that's on the side there. And there's like a it goes under the street at one point. We used to just hang out under that like little bridge area in the river. And I used to be like, damn, I should set up like a tent.
Yeah, anything that's close to a house that's yours is cool as a kid.
Yeah.
You ever taken a shit in the wild?
Oh yeah,
really?
How about you?
Every day, dude.
All day, every day.
Concrete jungle.
Yeah,
I've never shit outside.
I've never shit myself. You ever
I've
shit
never
in the
shit
ocean?
Inside.
You've never shit outside?
You ever shit in the ocean?
Yeah, I've shit in the ocean.
Yeah, me too.
I've never shit in the ocean.
Yeah, twice.
Dude, I took a shit in the ocean. This guy called me fat at the beach.
Yeah.
I'll show you. Yeah. Dude, so I took a shit in the ocean and I like aligned myself where he was. Dude, I thought my shit would like ride the wave and then hit him in the face. Dude.
Now but, that's sick.
Yeah.
That's some good thinking.
But like cut to your fucking turn on a wave. It's like.
Yeah, but dude, I ended up shitting and the salt water shot up my sphincter, dude, and I just started screaming at the top of my lungs.
You got some problems.
I literally was in tears, dude. It's crazy.
Oh, no.
It hurts so much, man.
Really? The salt water in your ass?
Yeah.
Is your ass just like an open wound? What the fuck's going on?
You should know out of all of us.
I don't, well,
you've been exploring
that
thing for years.
I have, but I've never shit anywhere but a toilet.
Try it out, man. Go do it at like the lake.
You've never shit outside at all? No.
I don't. I,
how
shit
do you?
Is dis-
how have you not shit outside?
Shit's disgusting. Hey, I not hate shitting.
Yeah, but you haven't gone like camping.
I'm not like going outside to shit.
You
I'm
love
saying.
Shitting.
I don't.
I don't have an irritable bowel like you guys.
That's all I have is irritable.
You
bowels.
Definitely need a lot of focus to shit in public.
Yeah, I can't. I think oh, I, no, my body I need no just focus. Shuts down. My body's really? Like, we cannot shit anywhere.
It's not good.
I was walking.
If I have to shit, it's happening, and I have no shame.
If you have to piss, you can just piss right away.
I'll piss anywhere.
I mean,
pants,
I'll get to
outside.
The. You
could
I'll
piss
get to
in front
somewhere.
Of me right now.
I mean, I would want to cover my penis.
Do you guys sing the ABCs when you piss?
No.
Sometimes I can't piss, so I have to sing the ABCs, and then by like.
I've never heard of this.
Really? This I do this every time I piss.
Oh my god! I'd love to see this. Dan's like ABCs.
No, I know it. I try to land on P.
That's fun. He's slowing down.
Dan's next. We got the urinal. No piss coming off his dick. He's like, A, B, C, and he hits P, and he's like, oh,
like, hey, man,
go.
Could you just sing with me?
Will you hold my words, dude? Will you hold my hand?
That's the thing. Or you, like, sing, like, the Indiana Jones theme song in your head.
What? What are you talking about?
It's like, I got a real psychological piss problem going on.
I
so
to, like,
so.
Help you focus, though, right, for it to come out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, I can't. I couldn't just.
John's with me.
Dan's, like, at the urinal. He's like. Happy birthday.
Yeah, any song you want, really. I go ABCs.
Or Indiana Jones theme song.
Or Indiana
Jones. Those are the big two.
You're like, yeah. You're like, do host. Do host me.
Yeah, I don't really, I think I just pissed. And then.
What if, like, someone, like, you're really nervous around, pissed at the urinal next to you, it's just going to come out, dude?
I don't know. I'm not really
that
nervous.
That I'm like, ABC. I'm like, fucking pissed, dude.
I'm not really
come
nervous
on.
Around well, other
I, yeah, I don't think there's like a
dude,
guy.
Dude, I've had like a boss. I mean, I've had a boss come in while I'm trying to piss, and he pissed right next to me, and I could hear his piss, and nothing could come out. I was just like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I'm pissing too. pretend you're pissing to seem cool.
My boss.
That's time, my penis.
A few times my boss did like the, I was shitting, and he like, turn the lights off on me. I was like, dude,
that's fun.
As like, a bit?
Yeah, but I was like,
okay, that's funny. Yeah.
No, I was like, I'm fucking 34. Don't turn the lights off.
I'm shitting. There's that at Hancock Tavern, that fucking automatic light in there shuts off so fast. Yeah. Like, if you're shitting for like more than 2 minutes, the lights just go off. And like, it's not motion sensored either. I tried to move it back on.
Oh, that sucks,
so
man.
I'm just, I'm shitting in the dark until someone comes in and then the light turns back on, but it's like, who's this fucking freak shitting in the dark then?
Dude, I took a shit in the dark once because they had like the motion sensor lights and they went off like right away. So I took a shit for like 30 minutes in the dark. And then some dude comes in. He's like, why the fuck's it dark in here? And then I came out of the. Yeah, but dude, I came out of the stall and he was like, oh, you fucking shit in the dark? Like, he like looked at me like I was like a sex offender.
Like, no, sir, I was beating off. Yeah. I'm not a freak.
I was shitting and jerking off, pussy.
But you can't do that.
ABC.
I fucking pinched a log and came at the same time, dude. I've never felt more.
Dude, that's like a nightmare, though, to piss next. Imagine pissing next to like a boss or something, and someone's taking a massive shit, and you can just hear it coming out.
Too much going on.
I've never had a job. We only have single stalls at our work.
Oh, damn.
Oh, it's pretty sick.
Most of my jobs have had like a toilet with a urinal. Like a, but with a stall.
Wait, what?
I've never been like awarded privacy at my job. Like my job now, I didn't know for a long time there is like a single.
Oh.
So now
I thought you were saying like you shit in the urinal or something.
No.
You're like, in my place, we can just shit in the urinal.
Back to shitting outside. One time when I was in eighth grade, I was walking to the hardware store to get supplies for a school project. And I was walking with my neighbor who we were like dating at the time. And I was like, I gotta shit.
Romantic.
And, yeah. So I was like, oh, let's be right back. Went in the woods, like shit so fast. Cut to a week later, I'm covered in poison ivy. Like head to toe, worst poison ivy ever got.
I don't think I'm allergic to poison ivy.
Same. Rub it on
I've
your ass and your balls.
I've never
and
had
see what
it.
Happens.
There's only one way to find out, dude.
I was walked like, through all sorts of plants in my life, rolled around in them, sang the ABCs.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jagass. This is called Am I Allergic to Poison Ivy? He's rubbing it all over. It's just
you
fine.
Ever, you ever watch Mythbusters?
Yeah.
They did a whole Mythbusters where, like, where like half the. They tried to give themselves poison ivy, and like half the crew wasn't allergic to poison ivy.
Interesting.
And I tried it, and
why,
I was like,
"Why is that?" That sounds like the worst episode of MythBusters. Ever. And they're like,
"Well, no, it was like a phenomenon that like nobody was allergic." I had a lot of time on my hands.
Yeah, but like putting like sitting your cast and crew down, being like, "So you're all gonna put poison ivy on you?"
Jamie Heineman. Fucking Adam.
You don't, we don't have to do that. No.
Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla.
Then there was the three offshoot.
The Asian
people.
Guy is yeah. dead.
Ho Chi Minh passed.
Ho Chi yeah. Minh's gone.
There was the lady. I kind of had a crush on that lady.
Yeah, she was. She looked like Hayley Williams a little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to beat off to her.
Yeah.
As a kid, yeah.
I used to beat off to the guy.
Yeah, that's how
we do it. I used to beat off. I used to bust to the myths.
You were a MythBuster. Yeah.
Anything else crazy happening to you in the Big Apple, you fucking dick?
You know what I thought of?
That was actually pretty good, dude. It just took me a while to like process. I was like, take your time.
Carry the one. I was talking to my friend Luke on the phone the other day, and like we remembered the story. One time we were hanging out with my friend who was a little bit older than us and like kind of more into like drugs and shit. And he's like, do you guys want to go to a rave? And we were like, yeah, whatever. So we get in his car. We're driving for like 20 minutes. And then we're pulling into a parking lot. And me and my friend Luke are like, are we at Laser Zone?
Is that a laser gate?
It's like laser tag.
Fall yeah. River.
It's in Randolph.
Oh,
all right.
And he was like, yeah, that's where the rave is. And we were like,
that's cool.
At Laser Zone? It was not cool. $20 to get in.
Well, I think it's cool.
$20 to get in. We get in. It's an all-ages rave.
Like, a rave with an arcade? That sounds like a fun time.
All-ages rave?
It's like a bunch of like 16 to like 21-year-olds. And
Tyler's like, when's this rave?
And it's so fucking lame.
Canteen?
And my friend that brought us there gets like ecstasy. So we all take ecstasy. And then.
How old are you at the time?
Like 19, probably.
It's like a week ago.
Do we go outside? Oh no, sorry. We go to like the rave is in like the laser tag part. We're like standing there. And we're like, dude, what?
Is this like a sanctioned rave?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're like, what are we doing here? Again, we had to pay $20 again.
Okay.
We're
yeah.
like, what the fuck?
Did you get
is
the guns?
This, dude? No. I wish, dude. That would have been sick.
Would have rather played laser tag on ecstasy. Same. That sounds a lot more fun.
Same.
So you get in.
So we're
you're
in
just
like,
in the lobby.
No, now we're in
next
the rave.
Next to a claw machine tripping balls.
No, now we're in the rave like just like a bunch of like fucking teenagers like sweating to like the worst music you've ever heard in like a laser tag place,
hiding behind the little walls they have,
and all of a sudden over the PA, a guy comes on. He's like, "Whoever stole the money box, you're a jerk." And we're like, dude, what the
nerd.
Fuck? So we go outside to smoke a cigarette, and then there's like this like 45-year-old guy that just looks like a pedophile. And me and my friend are like looking at him. We're like, dude, what is this guy doing here? And a girl comes to bum a cigarette off us, and we're like, yeah. Hey, do you know who that guy is? And she like turns around. She goes, oh, Smoke? You don't know Smoke? And we're like, no, we don't know Smoke. She's like, Smoke, come here. These guys don't know who you are. He's like, what's up, guys? Smoke. You guys don't know who I am? And dude, I am like 10 sheets to the wind at this point. I'm like hammered, and I'm on ecstasy. And I go, oh, yeah, man. Dude, I think I saw you with Chris Hansen once. And he goes, you think that's like fucking funny? It's like, yeah, kind of, yes. Dude. Like,
you
I
were
feel like
a pest even back then. Yeah.
This guy was definitely a pedophile.
I mean, he's had a laser tag rave.
That's what I mean. I was like, I felt like a creep being there. I was like, buddy, you gotta like go to the fucking Burger King or something. Like, get the fuck out.
Go rape kids there, buddy. Yeah. Get out of my rave.
You just got a clear square money box.
I'm like, I think
under his shirt.
I'm like, this guy's a piece of shit.
He just throws a fucking smoke grenade.
Why did he come? He smoked. Oh yeah, cool. He's a villain. What else happened?
That was like pretty much like it got like weird, and then in like he's like whatever, man, and like walked away. But
yeah. I wonder where Smoke is now.
Place fucking sucks, dude.
What did you think he was?
He's either dead or in jail.
Yeah. Half the guns don't even work there, dude.
Wait, what?
You have to like pick out a gun that actually works. I went there and I picked one that didn't work, dude. And like you run in and your eyes haven't adjusted to the darkness yet. And there's like these ramps that are like 45 degrees. I just ran into the ramp, dude. whole game I'm shooting at people, like not scoring any points.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they show you afterwards like your score and it just said zero. Like, what the fuck is this shit, dude?
Yeah, broken gun. Yeah. You think you had a broken gun or you think it's bad aim?
Psyche just walking after you with a gun in the dark.
Dude, I was going fucking ham.
We went to Elijah's place a few years ago for my friend's birthday because he was like sober at the time. So his girlfriend was trying to like think of like a fun birthday.
It was
like
a rave.
It's us. It's us and just like literally like an 8-year-old's birthday. And my friend is like nuts. And we just hear, like, when we're playing laser tag, we just hear him from across the way go, "You're gonna die, kid!" He's like running with the gun. He's like, "Ah!"
Like, dude, I like this. Yeah. I like what I'm hearing here.
You gotta start going to paintball. You guys ever do that?
Yeah, I never liked it. I hated getting hit with paintball.
Dude, getting shot by a paintball fucking sucks.
Dude, it hurts so much.
I got
bro.
Shot in the head the first time I went. I turned and it nailed me right here, and I was like, I fucking want to go home.
It's like this sucks.
That's exactly how I've never gone, and that's how I'd behave for
dude,
sure.
Actually, same guy that like was screaming at the kids in the laser tag. No. Aaron, we went to a birthday party that was like paintballing in high school, and you know, like in paintball, you can make somebody surrender. Like if you get the jump on them, you can be like, put your arms up, you're out of the game if you don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
So we're at the top of a hill, and he like gets this kid, and he's like, surrender, or I'm gonna have to shoot. And the kid turns around with his hands up, and he just. Like, literally, like, 300, like, this is Sparta kicks Aaron down the hill and then starts shooting him as he's falling. He's like,
that
and
rules.
Aaron's like,
ah! I like that, too.
Dude, that's great. Where I'm from, there was a paintball place down the road, and it was just like this dude's house.
Yeah, that's like, what some of them would just, like, plywood set up.
So we're hanging out with the staff members, and they're walking us through the rules. And this like 57-year-old dude with PTSD just comes from the other side and he points his gun at everyone. He's like, fucking surrender. And the staff's like, sir, we haven't started the game. He like wouldn't. Dude, he had his gun like an inch away from my friend's face. He was like, fucking surrender.
It's not a paintball gun. It's like a straight up like Glock.
It's a dildo.
Touching your lips.
Dude. We had to play against these Army Reserves guys who were just fucking nasty.
Dude.
Like 3 seconds in to the match, dude, my Asian friend gets shot in the neck. Like right in the Adam's apple. Dude, and he can't breathe, so he taps out. He's like, I'm out of here, bro. So I'm like with my other friend, and we're like hiding in this hallway, and we're like shitting our pants. Like there's paintballs flying everywhere. And we're like, all right, man, like on the count of three, we'll open up this door and we'll just start blind firing. Like whatever happens, happens. Dude, so I open the door. It's just like this dark room. And I'm just, doo, doo, doo. We're both teeing off for like 2 minutes straight. And then we turn the lights on, bro. And it was the bathroom. Like, there was just a sign that was like, do not enter.
Do not shoot paintballs.
There's a guy shitting in there in the dark.
You're like, what, did you shit in the dark, bro? dude, I went to the other, 2 days ago at work, I was like at a hospital, and as I was parking, I was like, I have to like shit. I can't even like unload. I got to go in, shit, and then come back. And I'm like doing that like the walk, like where you're clenching your cheeks.
Yes.
I get into the bathroom. There's one toilet. I look like the last person didn't flush, and it's like disgusting. I'm like, come on, dude. Kick the flusher with my foot.
Shit.
Toilet just fucking like overflowing, like immediate, like it's going everywhere. And I was like, I have to find a different bathroom.
Yeah. I have to shit on top of this.
Well, I'm going in.
Dude, when you fart, do you know what's going to come out?
You know, most of the time I think so, but once in a while I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you guys eating?
Everything.
Fucking livestock.
I think it's
I think it's more so what I'm drinking.
Chicken medium
sure,
rare.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense. The drinking.
Yeah, it's definitely the booze.
Just going out in the woods with a bow and arrow, dude.
Having lunch.
Worst time of year is coming up. St. Patrick's Day.
I fucking love St. Patrick's.
Oh yeah,
Day.
You guys got in a heated debate about this one, yeah. Right? Fourth of July versus St.
Fourth of July versus St.
Patrick's
Day.
Much better holiday than Fourth of July.
Not no even close.
Way.
I don't think.
Yeah. America can suck my nuts, dude.
You get you get blasted on
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Usually, whatever like the weekend closest to it is.
What do you guys do
any weekend
here?
In the year?
Dude, New York was. I like actually couldn't believe that I was in not that bad of shape. Monday, because the amount of alcohol I intook in New York was fucking.
Because it's cheaper and they do like shot and beer stuff.
Yeah.
Not cheaper, but just like it, the bars are open till four in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So like we stayed out till four in the morning a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, dude, after, if you're out till like one, like you're just staying out till four. There's no, you know?
Yeah.
Around here, though, like, close at like one or two usually.
One,
yeah.
Dude, the first night we went out, it was just me and Sham from, like, probably 1 to 4, maybe, like, even midnight to 4 or something. And we went to the bar, and we're walking back to Tilson's place. and we're on the sidewalk, and Sham takes, like, all of a sudden, he just, like, crosses the street, like, no warning. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I go to follow him, and I didn't see... It was like where, you know, once in a while there's like a tree in the sidewalk and they'd put a little black fence around it.
Like a dog shit fence.
Yeah. And I didn't see it because it was like dark out and I just fucking like Superman dive into the middle of the street like fucking like ruin like my fucking my arm has like a scab right now. My knees have scabs. And Sham, like, you would have thought like Sham just saw me get shot. Like he ran and was like, are you okay? Dude, like, get the fuck away from me. I just like, I fell. I'm fine. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
What was your reaction, dude? Were you like, ew?
I think I was like laughing because I was like fucking really like first night here. I just fucking ate shit into the street.
You're like crying.
Yeah. That was the omen, dude. I was like, I'm about to have a bad time
like
in New York City.
Like the third omen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was... Pre-shitting my pants, but post the train. Post
I mean, dude, if you fall in New York City, like, you might as well just go ham after that.
Yeah.
You know? What is that? Is that a pube, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put that there for you.
You got the lucky pube, shade, Mike. Dude.
Did you do anything fun in New York other than comedy?
Yeah.
Did you do any... I mean, like...
No, I did. Like, going out to the bars and stuff was fun. We went to this fucking sick tiki bar called Paradise Lost.
You saw some tits, though, right? Because there's tits everywhere, dude.
What?
I did not see tits. Actually, one night, me and Sean were trying to get Candace to go to the strip club, and she was like, I am not going to the strip club. We're like, fucking
put dude, her there to are bed so, and go. Dude, the thing of that keeps people going, I think, in New York City is the hot chicks.
Yeah.
They are. That, I mean, it is kind of
like
wild.
Supermodels,
it's considerably
dude, it's crazy.
Hotter than Boston.
I mean, don't talk about my ladies like that. But
dude, the tiki bar is sick. It's this place called Paradise Lost. When you walk in.
Milton.
It's almost like the Rainforest Cafe, like the walls are just like covered in viney like leaves, and there's like a fluorescent sign that says Paradise Lost, and when you open it, it's like it looks like a tunnel, and it's like a bunch of fucking like voodoo glow skulls. And
welcome to Paradise Lost.
Dude, it was honestly sick.
The Jews are in the tunnel.
But it was
Little
way
Saint
too
James
expensive.
Island is the paradise.
The cocktails were like $20 to $25, so we stayed for one drink. But like I could have stayed there all night. They're just playing, like,
you didn't see tits there at all.
I did not, Jim.
Holy shit, man!
Are you talking about just like walking down the street or like at a strip club?
Everywhere, man.
Everywhere. You're just saying tits. Clothed, unclothed.
Even, dude, that show I did with the bathroom situation.
Yeah.
They had a party afterwards. Well, they just went to a bar down the road. Dude, I've never seen so many hot chicks in my life. Like, in one area. I mean, I just talked to dudes the whole time. but, dude, it was crazy, man. Like, it's, they're
you
everywhere.
You went to the bar with them afterwards? Like, you followed them there?
Dude, the way they get people to go to the show.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they do the show anymore, but. They provide unlimited alcohol, so they have these fridges in like
is that
an office
freestyle?
Suite.
Freestyle?
No.
Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, there's just like three fridges just filled with alcohol, so like people get pretty blasted.
Yeah,
but that's
yeah.
how they get people to go to the show.
Of course, yeah.
And then I know afterwards they would like have like Project X style parties, But they stopped doing that because people started like throwing shit and jerking each other off. So I was like, you know. But yeah, they just brought me to this bar afterwards, and I was pretty upset afterwards because like I just realized like I was talking to dudes the whole time. And, yeah. But just the amount of tits is just crazy. Like compared to here, you know what I mean?
Because like, here you'll see just some, girls like with
he's just calling
on.
Girls tits.
When I say tits, I mean
we
like,
got to the bottom of it. Yeah. So you did see ladies in New York.
I did, yes, okay. I did see some tits.
So. You guys are just thinking about like a pair of tits.
I'm thinking of a girl like flash.
Yeah. You're like, dude, there's just tits.
They're just hovering
just
around.
Flying yeah. tits.
That'd be sick.
Be ideal.
Dude, we went to see Kim Beck was on a roast battle at New York Comedy Club.
Yeah.
And he's roasting this Indian girl. And when I tell you this girl fucking hated Chris Kim Beck, like every single joke she was like eyes rolling in the back of her head. And she like you could just tell she like was not having fun with what Chris was saying to her. Yeah. And then I'm talking to him after. I was like, dude, that girl fucking hated you. And I'm like going off and he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Say it a little bit louder. She's right there. Like, whoops. And I was like, but then once we finally, she was gone. I was like, did you know her? He's like, no, we just agreed to roast. I was like, yes. What the fuck? What did she get mad about? Like you only had race based information. Yeah. And it's a roast.
You're like, yeah, he's only being blatantly racist. Like, why would she be upset?
That happened to you. Yeah, you had the same situation where you only had race-based information, and then
the kid almost killed you.
The kid tried to kill you. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He wanted to throw fists almost immediately.
Oh,
yeah.
That's when after I roasted roast? Troy.
Yeah,
I did one joke that was racist, and then he like went on a almost like a Eminem 8 Mile like freestyle, like just picking me apart.
Yeah,
and then it went back to me. I did one more racist joke, and then he was like, let's fucking go. And the kid hosting the roast had to like get holy between shit. Us and be like, yeah, 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 yeah. And they like got him outside and he was just, there's like a big window in this place and he's just like pacing back in front of the window. I was like, dude,
what
are you going to
do?
Did
you drop the N-bomb?
No, they were like, dude, they were like very stiff. Yeah. Like I was like, Julian only like has a bike. He rode it here tonight. It's, you know, he stole it.
Julian stole his bike.
I was also like 1 year into comedy.
This is a while ago.
Yeah,
that's kind of gay, dude, to do like agree to do a roast and then get upset. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
And before we like I went to Thunder Bar to do the mic before the roast, and I was talking to Sean Connolly. I was like, yeah, I'm like roasting some fucking guy. I've never met him, like from like this guy from Midway. And Sean goes,
Black Julian?
That guy? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, that guy tried to fight me here once because like he was on stage and I lit him. And I was like,
really? And I lit
oh, good.
Him.
I was like, oh, good. You did your job. I have to go like make fun of him. This is probably going to go good for me.
Someone told me a story. I don't know if it's true, but like in Florida, this dude was doing a set and like no one was laughing and he just took out a gun. I just thought about that and I was like, that's kind of funny, dude. To hilarious. Just be like, oh, you guys don't think that's fucking funny?
I have a gun. Laugh.
That is sick.
If he's like, if he pulled the trigger and it was like one of those, like a bang flag.
Yeah. Just shoots it at the ceiling.
I always misremember the story, and I wish the way I remember it, I think, is funnier. What I thought I was told was a guy at an open mic in like Colorado went up, told a joke, it bombed, and then he pulled a gun out and blew his fucking brains out. Which I'm like, that is the funniest way to kill yourself. Like, go to an open mic, bomb a joke, be like, fucking. Yeah. But I guess what really happened was he came out and he like got the whole audience to sing a song with him that was like, isn't it funny when people die? Or like something like grim,
really,
but like everybody thought it was like a goof. And then he pulled out a knife and he stabbed himself in the heart. And he went down, and everybody kept, like, singing and laughing because they were like, oh, this is, like, a pretty good bit.
Yeah.
And then, like, after a minute, they're like, oh, my God! And he was dead. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's like that guy who died on stage just, like,
yeah, and everyone
sitting in a chair.
They thought it was, like, a bit.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking
scary.
That's how Tiny Tim died, I think. But
But imagine you're like the next, you're the next comic on the list. You've been there for like 2 hours. You're like, so we're gonna like keep doing the
yeah,
mic.
Yeah, be like, I signed up at 6 p.m.
I mean, that's what they would do that in New York City, dude. Someone blew their head off. They'd be like, all right, who's next?
Kicked the bucket style.
Dude, do you remember that kid in Boston who like ate the fish on stage?
Yes.
You guys...
I remember this story. Wasn't me.
Oh, wasn't it? Oh, I thought it was Zach A.
No.
Dude, me and
guy.
Severin were at the mic. I don't know. What's the name of it? It's over by the
tavern.
The tavern. The end of the world or whatever. Yeah. Dude, I have to go up after this kid. He goes up on stage, takes his shirt off, and he just takes a fucking raw fish out of a cooler and starts eating it, dude. And people are like, what the fuck is going on? And then he starts like throwing up on the ground and he's like, I'm not stopping. And like, dude, I had to fucking, they had to stop. Like, people were like, fucking stop it. Like, you're ruining the mic. And he just kept going. And then he gets kicked out and there's like fish guts like all over the, it smells like fucking pussy, dude.
So your heart is around.
I'm like, dude, I can't follow this. Dude, the owner is like picking up the fish and stuff and like barely picks it up. Like, it's just like a shit show. And I had to go up after that kid.
Yeah, you're like, I like fat girls.
It just smelled so bad, dude. But it was crazy. He just took out a raw fish, dude. Yeah. Like a 5-pounder.
Yeah, and that's the second time he did it. He did it in open mic in New York, too.
Yeah, and it was scary. Like, it could have been funny if he was laughing about it, but he was like really passionate about eating the fish. Like, it was almost like he wanted to accomplish it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm just like, what is that? Yeah. Like, what is your
angle? Brain?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is going to happen?
It's just like a center of attention thing.
That's when they found, because he put the video, both fish videos on his Instagram.
Who was
somebody
this guy?
Found it? I don't know. But they found his Instagram, and then I like crept on his Instagram, and like he had a video where it's like some random old guy at a diner that I think he just literally sat down with and then like interviewed.
Art fucking sucks. I fucking hate artists.
Art's gay.
But this
is
guy.
That his name?
I forget his name. No. He's super right wing. Like it was.
Are you saying art? Like
art? Like
the art form?
Like yeah.
Oh, just, I thought art was like a person.
Oh, no. Arthur.
Old art.
Dude, fucking. Actually, we went to the Village Underground while I was there, and the first comic after the host was this, he's like a very short guy wearing a trucker cap, and
get her down.
He was he was like a right-wing comic, and he was like, I mean, he's a great comic. Like, when he was hitting, but then he'd like have the audience, and he'd be like killing, and then he'd be like, yeah, so like fucking trans people, and everybody's like, whoa.
Like, hold on a second.
Sprinkling points into you your act. That's good.
And it's so funny because he would get like, he'd get like mad that it wasn't working. I'm like, dude, you're in like fucking midtown New York City. Like, this is not the place.
One of the things that creeped me out was like one of the clubs there, they like, I heard they have spies, dude. They have spies that, like, go to the open mic. Like, they call them spies, but they're just looking for people who are going to, like, say edgy stuff. And they've, like, kicked people out of the club and stuff. People used to put up videos, and they would just shit on the venue. Oh, and it was so funny. Like, the videos were so fucking funny.
Wait, spies from, like, big clubs?
It's, like, a pretty popular club in Brooklyn. I'm not going to say the name but you can figure it out.
Wait,
but
they had spies?
People get kicked out all the time for saying, like, if they don't like what you're joking about, they'll kick you out and, like, they'll, like, publicize it, too. Yeah. A lot of people would shit on the venue because of stuff like that. But someone said they have spies that would go to the open mic. And they would try to, like, find people who are just saying, like, edgy stuff. Basically, like, if you didn't say something they liked, that you're fucked, man.
You're on, like,
they'll,
list.
Like, publicly criticize you and, like,
whoa,
you know?
Dude, I did...
New York's so gay.
I did two... I did two shows in Brooklyn, and I was like, oh. Like, I kind of... Everybody says, like, whatever about Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I kind of was like, I'm sure it's exaggerated. And I was like, no. Oh, like, I'm, like, an edgelord by the standards here. I can tell, like, they really fucking hate what I'm saying, and it's not... I don't particularly find myself to be edgy. I was like, cool.
But the thing is, if you go to like the Pear or something, or like a shop, you can just say whatever you want.
Yeah.
I did the Pear, the Midtown Pear on a Monday, and like there were seven people in the audience, mm-hmm. and that might have been like the most fun I had doing comedy in New York.
It's kind of the same as Boston, though, where you have like, you know,
Cambridge,
yeah.
But I'm like, Brooklyn makes Cambridge look like Kentucky.
Really?
Like,
yeehaw.
I was like...
people in Cambridge seem much more receptive to like jokes out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, I never go there, man.
Yeah, I wish I had like
yeah
found shows elsewhere. Dude, and I went to. No, never mind. I don't want to tell that on the podcast. I'll tell you guys after.
Well,
we're done.
We're at 59. Yeah, all right. we can wrap this up, and then Logan can tell us a story about New York. yeah.
Johnny Salami podcast.
Yeah.
April 18th.
April 18th.
April 18th.
11th.
18th.
18th.
Either the 11th or the 18th. It's the 18th.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Yeah, I have it in my phone as the 18th.
We got a live pod at Hideout Comedy at the White Bull Tavern. See you there.
Yeah.
I told Brianna the
right date on the flyer.
I want to take you to a gay bar.